Independent filmmaking is alive and well in and around El Paso, with talented filmmakers producing distinctive work every year. But that doesn't mean it's easy or there's certainty that your work will be seen. I'm Charles Horak, and you're listening to On Film. A new group hopes to support the region's indie filmmakers with innovative ways to package and distribute films. Borderlands Media announced its formation a few months ago and is beginning to roll out initiatives for independent filmmakers on the border. I'm happy to have David Salcido, one of the founders of Borderlands Media, on the program today. Good morning.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
Thanks for coming down. I should mention Borderlands Media is Las Cruces based.
Yes.
But you do cover West Texas as well.
Absolutely, yes.
Fantastic. Now, this, I know you just announced in the fall of 2015, and you're beginning to roll out some initiatives. What was the impetus for putting together Borderlands Media?
Well, how much time do you have? Let's see.
15 minutes.
I've been an advocate for film for a very long time, and I started working with the producer of PRC Productions, Troy Scouten, probably 2 or 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. I met him a few years before that. We both had the same passion for film and independent film, and especially raising the profile of filmmaking in southern New Mexico and West Texas. So we had been bandying these ideas around for a while. About a year ago, we decided we were really going to do this for real. Mm-hmm. And we thought, what's the best way to serve local filmmakers? You know, there are a lot of people who are trying to build studios and backlots and that sort of thing. But we thought, what's the one thing that local filmmakers really need? And that's distribution.
Yes.
Because we know so many filmmakers that have films that are finished sitting on a hard drive somewhere, and they don't know what to do with them. So we thought, that's the area that we'll concentrate on.
Yeah, I've interviewed a lot of local filmmakers over the last decade, and I think you've hit the nail on the head that there's so much talent here and people willing to throw that passion into the making of the films. But when they're done, they're just not sure what to do with their wonderful product that they just created, how to get it in front of eyeballs.
Right, exactly. And, you know, some of them have tried the distribution route. They've tried going through distribution companies. But, you know, there aren't any in New Mexico. And I'm not sure where they are in Texas, but I'm guessing the closest would probably be Austin. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the closest to here is probably Phoenix. So there aren't a lot of distribution companies to work with. Chances of them actually getting in with their little independent film, mm-hmm, are pretty slim. So many times they just give up.
I love in your press release and website, you have a prime directive which says to keep independent filmmakers in the game by offering services unavailable to them until now. What are some of those services you hope to offer?
Well, we're trying to be as full service as possible. We know that many times QC is a big thing, quality control. In order to get your film out onto DVD and in front of a big-time distributor like Walmart or, mm-hmm, or Kmart or Netflix, you have to go through a series of quality controls. And that those services are just not available, and they're very expensive. So people have to send their movie off to L.A. to have them go through these services. It costs thousands of dollars. So we thought, let's start with that. We'll help people with their quality control. We have technicians who are able to do that all the way through to the actual selling to these buyers. That includes if you want to go to the film festival circuit, we'll do that. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is that you want to do, we want to be as full service as possible because we want to see your film get out there.
You're using some of your expertise and channels you've created to help funnel this product out.
Exactly. Exactly. My background is in public relations for over 20 years. I worked for the big studios for about 10 years. I have a lot of knowledge on how some of that stuff works. But even better than that, our acquisitions director, Rebecca Reeves, she has experience actually talking to buyers. She knows what they're looking for. It helps us get things through so much quicker. And honestly, I'm going to say this. Most of the films that are made here really are good enough to be distributed. So we just want you to bring your stuff out and, mm-hmm, let us help you get them out there.
We've been talking about studio distribution, DVD,
yes,
whether it's a studio mid or high level. But there's so many other formats now. Amazon's got its direct disc.
Oh,
you've,
yeah,
got video on demand, all sorts of internet-based self-publishing of films. Is that something you're also helping to develop?
Absolutely. This has been sort of my focus for years. For the last 3 years, I've been studying the whole video on demand process. About a year ago, I started telling people, you know, video on demand is the wave of the future, but the future is now. It's actually mm-hmm. happening now. And interestingly enough, over the past year, that has proven true. A year ago, Netflix was introducing original programming like Orange is the New Black. And they were showing that this could happen. Now we've got Daredevil and Sense8 and Jennifer Jones. They just can't keep up with it. I mean, that's television stuff. That's episodic television stuff. But people can binge watch it. Mm-hmm. And what's that? What that's doing is bringing them to Netflix to see this stuff and then realizing there are all these wonderful films they've never heard of. Mm-hmm. Video on demand used to be a wasteland. Not anymore. Right. Now it's the place to go, especially for independent filmmakers.
You know, over the years, New Mexico has been very effective at attracting mostly major productions to the state and mostly centered up around Albuquerque. I've heard persistent complaints, though, that southern New Mexico has not fully shared in a lot of that. Yet, around the state, and particularly in southern New Mexico, you've got the New Mexico State University's Creative Media Institute down there. And you've got a lot of people who are adept at working on major shoots.
Yes.
So is part of what you're trying to address is the dearth of support that's maybe going on in southern New Mexico?
Absolutely. Now, you know, it's no secret that Las Cruces has two award-winning schools. We have not only the Creative Media Institute, we have Creative Media Technology. Mm-hmm. And they are together pumping out hundreds of trained professionals every semester. That's twice a year. So, you know, in the past, we have seen this major influx of people coming in to be trained, and then they're leaving for Albuquerque, LA, or Atlanta. What we want to do is give them the opportunity to stay here if they want to, raise their families, mm-hmm. pay taxes in the area, and ply their trade.
Now, part of your very first initiatives is, I know you're already representing several films. When you go to your website, borderlandsmedia.com, people will see some documentaries and feature films. But you're trying to start an anthology film series using local shot short films by indie filmmakers in our area. Tell me about that.
That started off, we were at a conference earlier this year, and we were talking about the kinds of things that sell, especially on VOD platforms. And anthology seemed to be the way to go. Now, I grew up on anthologies. Yep. You know, Rod Serling is one of my personal heroes. I loved Twilight Zone and Night Gallery. And, of course, you know, there was the Creepshow movies, The Crypt Keeper and Elvira are two of my favorites. So we thought, let's put all that stuff together. It's very hard to market short films. But if you can package them together, into a feature length film, and you've got a host or hostess that can introduce them. Now you've got a package that you can sell. And in speaking to some of the buyers, they said, "Oh yeah, we'd love stuff like that." So we came up with some ideas. We've been tossing them around. We now have a theme. The theme is the sins of man, and we're just asking people to create short films between 10 and 30 minutes long that address this very broad theme, the sins of man, so that we can create this anthology series that we hope is going to be not just one movie, but several.
Those films can be new or also films that have been sitting on the shelf for years.
Oh, yeah, because we know some of you filmmakers are sitting on them.
There's a lot of backlog out there.
Exactly. And so we're not saying it has to be made within a certain timeline. Now, our deadline is January 31st, but if you made this thing 2 years ago and it fits the theme, send it in. We want to see it.
Is there submission requirements other than the length and the theme that you're trying to get to?
Not really. I mean, the theme is the sins of man, and it's anything you want it to be. It can be a horror movie. It could be drama. It could be comedy. It could be a musical, whatever you want to do, something that addresses something that could be seen by our hostess as a sin of man. Think of it this way. Our hostess is somebody who collects sins, and it could be anything. She just is fascinated by humanity and their foibles. And so think of it like that, the foibles of man, if that helps.
I love the idea of collecting these short films into an anthology because most filmmakers begin by making short films, and yet there's almost no way to see short films.
Yes.
Other than on YouTube, or there are some film festivals that are mostly organized around short films, but those are few and far between.
Yes.
If you're not going to a film festival, you will never see short films typically. And so this is a great way to get some of that product out there. Is there submission requirements as far as a cost to the filmmaker?
No, there's no cost. Just send your stuff in. We'll we'll look at it. If we like it, we also have a cash prize, which is the bait.
That grabbed my attention right there because most requests for submissions in this area, there's no prize, and this is a pretty significant one.
Yeah. It's a good prize, and we're not asking you to pay for anything. Just send us your stuff. We want to see it. And if it's really good, we'll include it in our anthologies.
And the top choice will get $5,000?
$5,000.
That's a lot of money in this town.
That's a lot of money anywhere.
Yeah. January 31st is the deadline. They can, if there's any other questions, they can get a hold of you, David, through the website?
Yes. They can get a hold of me. They can get a hold of Rebecca. She's the acquisitions director. She has a lot of knowledge as well. Just, you know, all of our email addresses are listed there, as are our contact numbers. If you have questions, we're very open to that. Give us a call. Let us know what you need.
I'm wondering, beyond this anthology, I know you're only a few months into this, but as you mentioned, you've been thinking about how you could support local indie filmmaking for years.
Yes.
Where do you think you want to be, say, 5 years down the road with Borderlands Media?
Well, I'm hoping that it's wildly successful. And what I want to do, and my goal all along has been raising the profile of independent filmmaking in southern New Mexico and West Texas. That is it, in a nutshell. So what I would really like in 5 years' time is for people to say, there's a lot of stuff happening in New Mexico, not just in northern New Mexico, but all over New Mexico. There are some amazing filmmakers that have come out of New Mexico. I mean, how wonderful would it be if in 5 years, some of these people who are submitting their stuff today are actually making larger budget films for studios at that time? That, to me, is a goal. I think it's entirely possible.
This could be a road to discovery for a lot of talent.
Absolutely. We want to offer calling cards.
I think the other thing that happens, too, when you're able to get these films outside the region is people in the industry realize there's a lot of locations in southern New Mexico and West Texas that have not been overshot.
Yes.
One of the things that's really starting to strike me as I watch films, and with so many things being made in and around Albuquerque, is you start seeing the same landscapes.
Yes.
And I have to think that filmmakers and producers out there are beginning to realize they need to find more places to shoot.
Right.
And this is basically giving southern New Mexico and West Texas a calling card, not just for the talent here, but also the locations that people can shoot in.
Absolutely. Now, we understand that you have to have things like infrastructure for them to come down here, because they bring a lot of equipment and a lot of people. Mm-hmm. You have to be able to support them. And we're working on that, too. But in the meantime, while all the big wigs out there are raising money to build studios and backlots, we're trying to do what we can to get things started. We realize this is very grassroots, and that in time, all this larger stuff is probably going to eclipse what we're doing now. But it all builds towards a positive future, as far as I'm concerned. And really, I have no aspirations to do anything more than what we're doing right now.
You've been in and around the film world in this area for decades, literally. Where do you think we sit as far as the state of indie filmmaking right now compared to in the past?
Well, I'll tell you, there's a lot more wonderful stuff going on here now than I ever remember. Now, I'm from New Mexico. I grew up in New Mexico, and I remember seeing films, westerns mostly, that had some recognizable features. But honestly, my friend Jeff Berg has really opened my eyes to a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. It's been going on here for a very long time, but more and more. And the more it happens, and now having these film schools and knowing filmmakers personally and hearing what they want to accomplish and knowing their passion, I can't help but feel this really is where we're destined to be. And that in 5-10 years, New Mexico is going to be known as a film mecca.
Fantastic. Well, David, I wish you and your partners continued success with your new endeavor. I can't wait to see where that goes. Thanks so much for coming down.
Hey, it's been a pleasure. Thank you.
I've been discussing the state of our region's independent filmmaking with David Salcido, one of the founders of Borderlands Media, which is developing distribution support for local indie filmmakers. One of Borderlands Media's first initiatives is in creating an anthology film which will spotlight the short film work of a number of regional filmmakers. Borderlands Media has an ongoing short film competition accepting submissions until January 31st, 2016. And for more information on submission requirements and to learn more about Borderlands Media, log on to borderlandsmedia.com. On Film's producer is Norma Martinez. An archive of past programs is available on this station's website at ktep.org. I'm Charles Horak. Thank you for listening to On Film.